sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank you for listening, preparing for the Word of God. Jesus can heal anything and everything. The mighty healer, Christ, Jesus Christ, will be talked about this morning for the next 30 minutes. In the Gospel of Mark 1:34, we see that, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. This is the powerful work of Jesus Christ. Only one person in the universe, in the history of the planet, that have conducted divine powerful ministry of healing and saving humanity from peril, danger, satanic forces of evil. That is whom is Jesus Christ only. Praise God. And after his ministry, his disciples, apostles, even today, these things will happen, will be happening by your faith. Matthew chapter 8:16, he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Luke chapter 4 verse 40, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Mark 3:10, for he had healed many. Matthew 12:15, and he healed them all. Luke 6:19, and he healed them all. There is no limitation to the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. He is alive. He is the one who was crucified, resurrected on the third day, living in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and searching our hearts by his Spirit in every part of the world. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 61, the ministry of Christ has been foretold 730 years before the birth of Jesus Christ by the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of God moving and speaking through Isaiah. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." Praise God. This is about Christ Jesus, who came before the coming, and he was standing in the synagogue in Galilee. Praise the Lord. According to Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 18 to 19, we see the Lord Jesus coming there, praise the Lord, 4:18. Jesus coming into the synagogue in Nazareth. It reads like this, chapter 4 of Luke, chapter 4, Luke verse 16. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolled it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the freedom of prisoners and recovery of sight of the blind and the release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Praise God. After he read this, he rolled the scroll back and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Every one of the people in the synagogue fastened on him, and he began by saying them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Praise the Lord. Dear friends who are listening to me, amen. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, fulfilled that ministry of his Father's words from scripture spoken through Isaiah 2,000 years ago. It has been fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Jesus has no limitations even today. He is God who resurrected from the dead. Amen. Sitting on the right hand of the Father, according to the scriptures, he came. According to the scriptures, he did his ministry of healing, miracles and wonders, raising the dead, cast out the demons, heal the lame, walk, make the lame to walk, heal the blind, open the eyes of the blind, cleanse the lepers. Amen. Hallelujah. The Gospels are full of it. All of the Gospels speaking about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. According to the Gospel of John, John the Apostle, who was a disciple of Christ, who writes at the end, if we write all the things Jesus has done, amen, this book is not enough. Every book in the world will not be enough to write all the great things Jesus has performed. Here we are talking about not a performer. We are talking about healing and healing the people from their diseases, sickness, from the power of Satan, from the possession of demons. And in the name of Jesus, the name of God is glorified by his ministry. Jesus talks of unbelief at one place. In chapter 6 of Luke, in verse 5, he could not do any mighty things, work over there, as he marveled because of their unbelief. Dear friends, look, our Lord marveled at the humans' unbelief. You know we are created by him, our God. Praise the Lord. Matthew 13:58, and he said, do not do many works these there because of their unbelief. Amen. God is looking for your faith. All you have to have is a faith in God. Amen. Mark 3:35, it says, he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardened heart. In Mark 3:21, and when his friends and families heard his miracles he has performed, they went to seize him, for they said, he is out of his mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. The people did not believe in Jesus Christ, not everyone, even his own family. His brothers did not believe in him. Praise the Lord. In Mark 10:35, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, followed him. Hallelujah. In the Gospels, if you read, we have some similarities and comparisons. Some people say that each Gospels oppose each other, which is not correct. Matthew has 1,068 verses, and Luke has 1,149 verses. Between them, they reproduce 582 of Mark verses. So there is similarity from Mark's gospel between Matthew and Luke. 2,000 verses are identical. The doings of the events of Jesus' life, Matthew and Luke draw 200 additional verses of saying of Jesus from a common source, Book of the Saying. It's called the Book of the Saying, or it's called Quelle in German word for it. Book of the Saying of Jesus. Earliest church historian Papias who wrote this, this particular information. Matthew and Luke together reproduced 582 of Mark's verses, identical passages. Excuse me. Luke 6:41, 42, Matthew 7:3-5, Luke 10:21-22, and Matthew 11:25-27, Luke 3:7-9, and Matthew 3:7-10, are almost exactly the same. Book of the generation is Biblios, or Genesios, pedigree for Jews in very important. Their name must be in the family. In the genealogically registry, or they are not pure Jew. Woman must go 5 generations back to show their pedigree. Praise the Lord. Which is like Adam to Abraham, we have 1,000 years in the biblical calculation. Abraham to David, 1,000 years. David to Babel exile, 1,000 years. Babel exile to Jesus Christ, 1,000 years. From Jesus to today, 2,022 years. We are running on 23. Man was born for greatness, God's image and likeness. So if we go back from today to Adam and Eve, our world, generation of humanity was 4,000-6,000 plus years. Amen. Man was created by God in greatness, in God's image and likeness. But man lost his greatness. Whatever else is true of man, man is not what he was meant to be, according to G.K. Chesterton. Chesterton was referred many times by one of our great preachers in the Christian radio. Chuck Swindoll mentions Mr. Chesterton's writings many times. Man can regain his greatness. Man lost his dignity and greatness from God's presence, rather than he became mortal and immoral and sinful. Jesus came to remove his sin and give him his normal moral goodness and godly goodness and greatness, the image and likeness of God. So Jesus must remove his sin first. Psalms 130 verse 8, he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Joseph was told the child to be born would grow into the Savior who will serve God's people from their sins. Amen. The angel Gabriel told Joseph that the child which is going to be born out of his wife Mary will be known as great, a Savior who will save God's people from their sins, so that you should name him Jesus. The Jesus, the name, some people don't like to hear. But Jesus, all it means is Savior. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua. And in Greek, is Jesus. Amen. The man born to be king and the man born to be Savior, he became not for his own sake, but for the sake of us, others. For the salvation of humanity, first for his people, which was Jewish people or Israelites, and then to the Greeks, or then to the Gentiles. Matthew 1:21, the angel Gabriel says, She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That's what Jesus means. Where did this name Jesus originated from? The word Savior, or Jesus, or Yeshua, or Joshua was originated in Israel and from Egypt. There was a Joshua who is a simile, who is one of the preeminent person similar to Jesus. A Joshua was there, who was the servant of Moses, who poured the water for the feet and hands of Moses, like a servant who served Moses. He became his disciple, and he finally became the Savior, to who will provide the land, divide it, and give them rewards as their right for fighting for their people and their nation. Joshua, he's the rewarder. He's the Savior, after Moses. And Joshua was symbolically a preeminent Jesus Christ. He's a preeminent person similar to a Christ, Jesus. So why are you not happy with the name Jesus? Why do you hate when you hear the name Jesus? Because he is the Joshua. He was the similar person in whose name, which was given to a person in the Old Testament, Joshua, who divided the land of Israel, the Canaanites' land. They captured and given according to the promise God gave it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their forefathers. It was given. That is Joshua means. And why don't you cool down and listen to the name of Jesus? Because he was the one, the true Jesus, who is to come. Another preeminent person in the Old Testament for Jesus was Joseph, the son of Jacob. Praise the Lord. Amen. The 11th son of Joseph, was also a preeminent person who suffered severely by his own people, his own brothers, put him in the pit. Even he was crying for mercy. They ripped off his clothes and threw him in the pit. And finally they sold him, praise the Lord, for 30 pieces of silver to Ishmaelites. And then they took him to Egypt. And he was sold in the slave market in Egypt, standing like an animal being sold, just like they treated Christ in the New Testament. He was like a lamb which was taken for slaughter in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He was taken like a lamb to be slaughtered. He did not open his mouth. In his lowliness, he did not get right judgment. They punished him. They persecuted him. Here, a Joseph who is similar, a preeminent Christ Jesus. A Joseph who is also similar, a preeminent person. And he was after he is being punished, he went through the test of the word of God. He was punished. His leg was put in iron. His neck was put in iron also, according to the Psalms. It says, and then when the word of the Lord came and they released him, praise God, the Pharaoh took him up to the highest position in the country. Now, similar to Jesus Christ, Jesus, even though he was murdered, martyred, killed on the cross, he sacrificed his life. He was buried. He was resurrected. He was lifted up to the right hand of the Father as God, authority and power. All the world has been given to him. Shandaraba, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Similar thing happened with Joseph. He was also raised up to the position with Pharaoh. and he ruled, and he helped his brothers, even though they were treated him badly. He helped him. The whole nation flourished in Egypt because of Joseph. The whole nation of Israel have been flourished to a nation in Egypt because of Joseph. Joseph is like Jesus Christ. So Jesus, the name of Jesus will stand forever and ever and ever, eternally existing the universe in the creation. It will stand forever. The name Jesus will not go away so much, no matter how much you try, anybody. It will stand forever and ever and ever. He is the God, finally, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus will rule the world. So we were under the power of sin. We couldn't escape from it. We were bound by it, so we did sinful things, but out of faith in Jesus, Jesus released us from the power of sin. Listen, sin has a power, big power, suck you in. You can't escape. You are like a slave. You are bondage. You are like chains around you, tied up. It will lead you to the wrong places. That bondage will lead you to sinful places. It will lead you to the slave market. It will lead you to the prostitution, lead you to the immoral adultery. It will lead you to premarital sex. It will lead you to sexual promiscuity, immorality, adultery. Praise the Lord. Homosexuality, transgender, all these are sin before God. Anything you work against the creation of God in normalcy, which you turn around to be abnormal, which is going to be sin against God, because you're challenging God's creation the way he created it. In Jesus, we see the love, the compassion, the mercy, the seeking heart, the purity of God are nowhere else in all this world other than in God and in holiness. You have to keep your body pure. Your body is the temple of God. You cannot abuse your body. You cannot misunderstand and say, this, my body is not mine, it's somebody else's. It doesn't look like mine. This is not what I want to be like, because I am created this way. I hate this. No, you must listen and love. God loves you. God even loves you even now, even when you reject him, even when you accuse him, even when you say what God made is not correct. God loves you, is God. Jesus connected with the Spirit of God in creation. In Genesis 1:2, in the beginning, Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. By the word of the Lord, the heavens are made, including earth. We are all in this, in the heavens, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. Psalms 33, verse 6. He made everything by the breath. Pneuma. P-N-E-U-M-A. That's the Latin word for breath or your lungs. Pneumonia. Infection of the lung. Pneumo is a breath. That's the word for it. The word of spirit, the word for spirit and breath is pneuma. When thou send forth thy spirit, they are created. Psalms 104, verse 30. The Spirit of God made me. The breath of Almighty give me life. In Job 33, 41. The Spirit is the creator of the world and the giver of life. God's Spirit. God worked through his Spirit. Holy Spirit of God moving throughout the world. You think you cannot be seen by anybody if you're hiding, if you are doing in secret. The Spirit of God is seeing it. God can see any part of your actions. hidden or secret, everything. World, God has given you life. So then Jesus came into the world. God's life-giving and creating power through him. Through him the world was created. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God and everything. He was with God and he was God. The Logos of God, which was the Mamre of God, which was God, which is Christ, whose name is Jesus. The power brings life and order in our disordered life, which is the life of Christ, which enter into your life as you are accepting him as your Savior who died for your sins, and he will redeem you, make you the child of God. If you pray like this, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Jesus, your Son, died for me. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me, purify me. Make me a child. Come into my heart. Give me your Holy Spirit. I want to be your child. Help me, God. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray like this, the Lord God Jesus will come in your heart, in spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live in you, and you will be receiving peace. And you feel the presence of God in you. Test me this. We ask you and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are interested to support this ministry in WCNO, you can send your support to WCNO 89.92960 Southwest MAPP Road, Palm City, PALM, Palm City, Florida 34990. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Love of God, the Son of Man, you lived, you suffered, you rose again, you left because you would return. I will be ready when you come. The love of God, the sun, my soul, you are the water, river flow. You keep the stars up in the sky, in the whole earth. You gave